listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Shop the biggest selection of apparel and merchandise at the Cleveland Browns Team Shop. Visit the Team Shop in downtown Cleveland at First Energy Stadium. It's open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. We are very pleased to bring aboard right now the head football coach at Fresno State. His name is Tim DeRuiter. And, Tim, I'm Vic Carucci. My partner is Jim Donovan, and we appreciate you taking some time with us today.
No problem, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, you know the obvious topic we want to get into, and I'm going to call him my guy, Coach, because I've got him to the Browns with the fourth overall pick. So make me look good here. Give me all the reasons. Help the Cleveland Browns understand, the fans understand, I should say, the fans understand, our listeners understand, why Derek Carr would be a good pick for this team.
Well, I just think he's everything that an NFL owner and a head coach is looking for in a leader of their team. Physically, he's got all the attributes you want. He's just under 6'3", he's 220 pounds, extremely athletic. I think he ran like one hundredth of a second slower than Johnny Manziel at the combine. So the guy can run. He's got, I think, as live an arm as anybody that's coming out. Extremely accurate. He works at it like you would expect. He's the first one in the office and the last one to leave. He's extremely mature. He's married. He has a young son. He's been through some tough times. He had some heartbreak situations with his son during training camp, and yet he'd come to practice, and you'd never ever know things were going bad there. And I can't say enough about the young man, and I think whoever gets him is going to be very, very happy.
Coach, tell me this. There's the obvious comparison, because he had an older brother that went through this and was right up at the top of the draft. Has he embraced that, or has that been a problem for him, always being compared to his brother? Has he used what his brother went through to get himself even more ready to come into the NFL?
Well, I think he's embraced it. You know, you have to realize 12 years ago, when his brother came out, I think it was about that time.
Yeah.
Derek was about 9 or 10 years old. He idolized his brother and really set his life up to kind of emulate David's. And whatever David would tell him, he soaked it up. And he's a guy with a lot of physical tools, but the mental aspect of the game. During the off season, he's going through NFL tape, understanding defenses, so that when we get him, he'd come down, he'd understand, rotation of coverage and how to look for blitzes. A lot of that stuff is that internal drive that he not only wanted to emulate his brother, but, probably surpass him.
Sure.
And so I think he's used that in a big way to help himself. The unfortunate side of it is David's career probably wasn't as, prolific as he would have hoped. And so a lot of people compare Derek to his brother that way, and I think they're two very different guys, but they're both high character guys, and I think David drives Derek.
Yeah, and having the opportunity to talk with Derek at length at the Senior Bowl, a little time at the combine, Coach, I see a guy who seems to get it and see things at a level of maturity that you just don't expect for somebody in his early 20s. And I know I know everybody's different, but it seems like it's the combination of maybe witnessing his older brother's experience, but I think more importantly, the family experience that has grounded him, right? With it being a married guy and having a son who went through all those difficulties with the multiple surgeries to fix entangled intestines. But I guess, of course, his little boy's doing great now from what I know. Do you see that in him too, the grounded nature of him?
Absolutely, and that's why, if you're going to invest the kind of money that an NFL owner is going to invest in any player, particularly a quarterback, if you want someone who's going to be the face of your franchise, Derek Carr is going to do it exactly right the way you want it. He's mature beyond his years. You're not going to have to worry about him going crazy because he just got a huge paycheck that he's never had money before. He's a guy that's very well grounded. He's got a very deep faith, and that keeps him grounded in a wife who's very, very faithful and has a deep faith. So They are a neat couple, and I think, you know, wherever they go, like I mentioned before, they're going to be extremely happy that this guy's going to be the face of the franchise.
So, Coach, tell me this. When you have a quarterback like that, and you've gone through a lot with him, and you've won a lot with him, and you've been spent an incredible amount of time with him, so I know you care about where he goes. Where would you, and you can be specific or you don't have to be specific, but what type of team would you like to see him go to, and would he be the kind of guy that you could put in there right away, or as a coach who's watched quarterbacks, you know, go through this situation, do you think it would be better if he sat on the sideline and waited a little bit?
I don't know if any college quarterback is going to be ready for the rigors of the NFL the first day they're out there. But if anybody can, I was around Ryan Tannehill at Texas A&M, and I think Derek and Ryan are very, very similar as far as character, leadership, football intelligence. They're guys that just get it. And, you know, I understand now that, you know, with the NFL owners, with what they pay these quarterbacks, they want a return on their investment very early. I think Derek can do that. I just think, you know, development's sake, it's usually best for guys to be able to, wait in the wings for at least a year and understand the whole situation. But I would not be surprised if he were to go to a team and figure it out in a hurry and be, you know, an opening day starter. That's the kind of, you know, ability he has.
Tim DeRuiter, the head coach of Fresno State football team, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So, Coach, let's get into some of the football elements here of Derek and the skill set and the things that will translate well to the NFL. If you can kind of break down his game for us, the strengths that you see and the areas that, you know, you would expect him to have to work on.
Yeah. It starts with his athleticism. I think he's got very quick feet. So whether he's in the shotgun or getting the ball under center, a lot of times, you know, the last 2 years we've been in the shotgun most of the time, a lot of teams get concerned about that if the guy's not taking snaps under center. But he's done both, and I think he's shown in his pro day workouts that he can do easily both those things. He's got a very, very quick release. He can get the ball out of his hands in a hurry. He is very accurate with it. And he's got a live arm. I mean, he can make throws down the field very, very accurately. He's a guy last year who threw for over 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns, and I think 7 interceptions. Whew. I mean, those kind of ratios are pretty much unheard of. So the guy makes great decisions. The one, I don't want to say knock on him, but an area that he probably needs to improve on, he improved on, I thought, dramatically this year compared to his junior year, was just his pocket presence. In 2012, he took too many sacks. And this past year, it was something that we worked on, and he did a much better job of getting the ball out on time, trusting his protection, you know, keeping his eyes down the field. And when he had to get rid of it, he got rid of the ball. So I think our sacks were down by about 70% compared to the year before. And, again, that's an area that he needs to probably work on, just his whole pocket presence. But he's a guy that we had 3 games that were critical games to us where we're either down or tied it, you know, with the 2 minutes left, and he takes us down the field and we win the football game. That's the kind of ability this guy's got.
Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, you know, that separates a whole bunch of them. You know, if you can go into that huddle and you know that this has got to be the drive, guys, this is it. The game swings on this one, and if he can take them all the way down. The other thing, Coach, that I think probably makes him – you know, all of those numbers that you gave are, you know, very, very positive and very big and very plentiful. But the other thing is, I mean, the fact is he played a lot, right?
Oh, no doubt.
I mean, you know, he's got a lot of game on him, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's a guy that started the year before we got here under Coach Hill's system in a pro-style system as a redshirt sophomore. And then, I mean, he played the majority of our snaps last year. So the last 2 years, he's playing, you know, 900 to 1,000 snaps. So the guys played some football.
We are visiting with Tim DeRuiter, the head coach of Fresno State. Just one more from me, Coach. Just the fears that teams would have about the knocks on players that come from, quote, a system, and that they are more system players than NFL players. Is there any reason to have that concern about Derek, that he just fits so well into what you did offensively that maybe it won't translate necessarily unless he's in the absolute perfect identical situation as a pro.
Yeah, no, I don't think that there's any system that Derek can't run. Again, the first 2 years he was here in a pro style system under Coach Hill, and was very adept in it. With what we do on you know mixed downs, we're going to do a lot of the system type stuff that you talk about, where it's really a triple option decision for the quarterback. We're either going to run the ball or he's going to get the ball out on bubbles and bullet screens right now.
Right.
And we had some matchups that we really liked, so we took advantage of that. But if you look at our third down tape, he's making NFL throws and have to make NFL decisions versus coverages of where to go with the ball. So you get a little bit of both with what we do. And I think NFL scouts and general managers and coaches have looked at that, and that's a comment that they're telling me, that it's not just a, quote, system where he's throwing dinks and dunks down the field. We go down the field a bunch with it, and he's making tremendous decisions in where to go with the ball.
Great. Coach, thank you so much
for taking
the time to join us, and we wish, of course, nothing best but the best for you and for Derek.
No problem, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
All right. Tim DeRuiter, he is the head coach of Fresno State, and he joins us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Some really good stuff and knowledge about that young quarterback.
Would he be there at 26?
I don't think he will. I think his stock is climbing. I mean, I hope so. And I hope, ideally, that the Browns, say, get that so-called immediate impact player at four.
Right.
And don't use it on a quarterback. But I'll go along with, if they have that conviction on a QB there, whoever it is. If it's your guy, Johnny Manziel,
he ran a hundredth of a second faster than Derek Carr.
And well, there you go.
That's it. Sometimes that's a game changer.
That hundredth of a second, you never
that's
know.
That's it.
But anyway, interesting stuff from him nonetheless. I just think he's got that completeness that you want to see. And yeah, there's some rough edges to work out, but I think they can be worked out. All right, bottom of the hour, we're going to get the mock draft. Speaking of who the quarterback the Browns will take, a new member of our staff writer Kevin Jones, is going to give us the mock draft that he has put forth on ClevelandBrowns.com. That's at the bottom of the hour. In the meanwhile, 216-578-0850. We want to hear from you. Thoughts on Alex Mack's situation? Are you turned off by what he's been doing? Kind of looking around and seeing if he can get the best deal elsewhere. And Jacksonville would be one of those places. So how do you feel about that? And how do you feel about the big movie coming out in 2 days? It'll be the Cleveland and national debut of Draft Day, the movie that stars Cleveland and focuses on the Browns. That's coming up. Are you excited to see that? So that and more ahead. Jim Donovan is that guy. I'm Vic Carucci, this guy. And this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.